Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. It's 570 Day today. Keep listening to find out how you can celebrate the region. And students from across the region hear from survivors of the Holocaust. It's Thursday, May 7th. Let's get into it. All right, we'll start off in a celebratory mood. The primary area code for Northeast Pennsylvania is 570. A committee formed in 2020 to celebrate the 16-county region each May 7th, or 5-7. Now, 6 years later, 570 Day is celebrating showing up. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more.
Rachel Stark is a member of the committee. She says people in the region often grew up with the mindset that they need to leave as soon as they can.
But it has transformed so much.
This year, the committee is encouraging people to show up within their community, support their favorite nonprofits and businesses, and get involved. 570 Day is also a way to spread positivity throughout the region.
And making people remember why they love this place and why we want to be here and continue to make it better.
During 570 Day, residents are encouraged to share all the things they love about the region and hashtag 570 Day on social media.
But also a push to get people to go out and support local, hike their favorite trails, dine at their favorite restaurants, go to their favorite cafes, all of those things that, again, make the 570 special.
For more details on the celebration, visit WVIA.org. In Kingston, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Find a full list of 570 Day hikes and events at WVIA.org. Now for the first of a couple stories we'll hear today about Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Shapiro says the system formed in the last century to regulate utilities, quote, is broken. The governor wrote a letter to 24 water, gas, and electric utilities in the state, outlining benchmarks required for his administration to support any future rate hikes. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, the governor says the utilities need to better justify their rate increases.
The letter outlines a radical departure from the current regulatory process for utility rate cases. Shapiro wants a more transparent system where the public and regulators would know how much profit the utilities aim to make before approving a rate hike. He says if utilities don't follow his benchmarks, his administration won't support the rate increase. Elizabeth Marks is the director of the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project. She welcomes the move.
We see record profits for utilities, and on the other side, we see record termination rates for Pennsylvania families. You know, and last year we hit a new record in terms of the number of households that went without gas, electric, and water to their homes.
But any changes would need to be enacted by the state's Public Utility Commission, an independent agency. In a statement, the commission stressed its independence and did not endorse the proposals. An industry group says the utilities are open to dialogue, but also endorsed the current system.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back to Up to Date. Here's more local news. A About 1,400 students from throughout the region heard from Holocaust survivors this week. Organizers say it's never been so important to hear their stories. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from the Teen Symposium on the Holocaust.
For Maude Dahmy, survival meant staying hidden. She was 6 and her sister 4 when their parents sent them away.
Gave me the two little suitcases and he said, Maude, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And he said, take very good care of your little sister.
The sisters relied on the kindness of Christian resistors who helped the Jewish children hide on farms and other locations for several years as the Nazis invaded the Netherlands and sent Jews to concentration camps. The sisters and their parents reunited after the war. Many other family members were not as lucky. Dahmy is now 90. She told her story to students in Scranton on Tuesday. More than 1,400 area students are attending the two-day symposium this year. Scranton resident Susan Blum Connors volunteers yearly.
And we bear witness now. By listening to these survivors, we bear witness to what happened to prove that it did for all the deniers out there.
Ruth Kapp Hartz also survived the Holocaust. She was 4 years old when she and her family went into hiding in France. East Stroudsburg High School North teacher Anthony Massa heard her speak more than 30 years ago as an eighth grader in Philadelphia. He brought some of his students to hear her this week.
It was a full circle moment for me to see my students get to hear her speak in the same way that I got to hear her speak. It was very moving, very moving.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Last story for the day now, and the second one about Governor Shapiro. Shapiro has joined a coalition of nearly 24 states urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse new restrictions on medication abortion. Kylie Kaczynski has the details for WVIA.
Shapiro joined a friend of the court brief Monday aimed at blocking new regulations on the abortion pill mifepristone. A federal appeals court ruled last week that the pill could only be prescribed in person and could no longer be obtained at pharmacies or through the mail. Louisiana officials argue the availability of mifepristone by mail undermines the state's near-total ban on abortions. But a coalition of Democratic officials argue imposing new restrictions undermines their authority to regulate health policy in their states. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a one-week stay on the new regulations Monday. Medication abortions account for more than half of all abortions nationwide, and mifepristone is widely used as part of a two-drug regimen to terminate early pregnancies. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.